Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody, and we conclude Sefer Vayikra, we conclude Parshas Bechukosai, Kol Chirim Asher Yachoram Lo Yupadem Os Yumas. So the Ramban has a very lengthy essay here, where he talks about the different kinds of charamim. There's Chirim in terms of Avecharamti Asarehen, which to different days in Chazal, the famous war in Parshas Chukas, Avayishmi Menu Shavi, is this Chirim Gavoa, is it actually to destroy? And the Ramban says, yeah, in the context of a melech or a Sanhedrin, b'shas melchama, people, when it comes to destruction of cities, that could very well be lo yipadeh mos yumas, in the literal sense of the term. He says, but this was the big mistake of Yiftach. Yiftach thought that this could be chal on a davar which was in roi legavim mizbeach, and therefore he actually killed his daughter. And the Ramban very strenuously objects to the position of the Ibn Ezra, that she just became like a monastic creature. He says it doesn't make any sense that Klal Yisrael, the Benos Yisrael, would cry for that 4 days a year. This is the Ramban Lashita, so by Nazir, that he doesn't see this as in any way negative, right? That if she was really Ovedes Hashem Betara, that she secluded herself along those lines. Like, what would the problem with that be? So the Ramban says, no, it means literally, and it was in Aveira Chamura Shvichas Damim, on the part of Yiftach, who was so overzealous for Hekdesh that he denigrated the most basic Kedusha of all, which is Kedusha Asa Adam, Tzelem Elokim, and his own daughter, Tabut, Asher Lo Tzivisi V'lo Al Sal Libi. And that is a very fitting, I think, end to Sefer Vayikra, that the world of Kedusha is, powerful as it is, and enticing it is, the world of Hekdesh and Korbanos, and Kedusha Saguf, Kedusha Mizbeach, there are boundaries. And Yiftach, in his absolute zealousness to fulfill his Shavua, his Chirim, Yiftach didn't understand that there's a boundary. Something which isn't Rai Lagabi Mizbeach isn't going to be Nikdash at any point. And as such, it's a critical final essay of the Ramban that is, again, and it's a perfect dovetail. If you think about it with his introductory essay talking about the significance of Korbanos, contra the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim, when the Rambam discusses there, as we started off the Sefer, maybe this is all Levatel Avodah Zarah, and the Ramban says, Reach Nicho Achi Shel Hashem, how could you possibly say that? But the two Rambans don't contradict. One is about the importance of Korbanos, one of them is about understanding that there are natural boundaries to Korbanos as well, and that becomes a very, very critical point in our understanding of what it means that there's a Mizbeach and a Davar is Ra'ili Karil Gabi Mizbeach, and at the same time, when it comes to human life, right, that was the whole point of the original essay of the Ramban, that it's Temura, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the human being, wants the animal, not the human being. And so the conclusion of the Ramban is a very fitting and even poetic end to Sefer Vayikra from the standpoint of his Perush.